And finally, history was made in Parliament this week when the first ever private member's bill was passed. Basically, this bill would provide paternity leave to fathers in South Africa for the first time. That's pretty progressive. So, talking to me right now is Sherilyn Dudley, a member of Parliament representing the African Christian Democratic Party. It's her bill, actually, that it's called the Labour Laws Amendment Bill, officially. This is her bill that will grant paternity leave to fathers, among other things, of course. Sherilyn, hi. Thanks for being on the show. The Labour Laws Amendment Bill is a revolutionary bill in the sense that it will give fathers 10 days of paternity leave, as long as their name is on the birth certificate of the child, for the first time, among other things. In a country where many children have absent fathers, to what extent will this somewhat reduce the burden on mothers balancing work and looking after their children at the same time?
Hi, Gabriel. I think that's an excellent question. And definitely the motivation and the hope in terms of this legislation is that it will not just be benefit to the fathers of these children and to the children, but it will also benefit the moms in terms of sharing that responsibility of childcare and child rearing and free up moms to be able to be in many other spheres as well as the sphere of childbearing. Speaking to the Deputy Minister of Home Affairs a couple days ago, she was saying that how the majority of males in South Africa, in fact, do not put their names on the birth certificate, on the registration of that birth, largely for financial reasons. They don't want to be held responsible financially. And the feeling is, between her and myself, is that this legislation then actually stands a good chance of being a bit of a motivation for many of those men who would perhaps like to take advantage of paternity leave to start to consider putting their names on the birth certificates of their children and taking responsibility for those children that are their own.
Right. That's actually a very fair point. And I certainly hope that it leads to higher female participation in the business sector. Now, my next question, Sherilyn, is about some of the aspects of this bill. Now, the African Christian Democratic Party does not stand for or support gay rights. The leader, the Reverend Kenneth Meshu, even said this in response to a question on gay rights, and I quote, "There is something called self-discipline and self-control. I know it's wrong, and I would not do it," unquote. Then why does this bill, which came from yourself in your capacity as an MP representing the ACDP, give rights for same-sex couples to have parental leave?
Gabriel, very simply, for this bill to have even stood a vaguest chance of being accepted and written into law, it would have had to have been constitutional and it would have had to have been in line with existing legislation. So I was fully aware that unless I was playing games and wanting to make some kind of political statement, drafting this legislation, I would have to be particularly careful that it could be signed off as constitutional and that in every way it was in line with today's legislation. So that was never an issue for me. I also, the reason that I wanted to address this issue was because I really felt that it was going to be beneficial, not just for children, not just for fathers, not just for mothers, but for our society as a whole. And it was really, really important that we didn't make this bill about something other than nation building, what benefits there were going to be for strengthening family. And for us, strengthening family means a stronger nation. And this is what we really want to see at the end of the day.
Do you think that it just boiled down to you then incorporating the African Christian Democratic Party, African Christian Democratic Party's family values rather into this bill, rather than any other values or policies which may be seen as controversial and might not get the crucial bipartisan support needed for this bill to pass?
Absolutely, Gabriel. The major focus and motivation was, in fact, family values, strengthening families, strengthening our nation. That comes above everything else, even above party agendas. But you're quite right when you talk about the realities in terms of needing, if we really wanted this legislation to become part of our law and we wanted to make the difference that we really feel that it can make on the ground and in the lives of people on a day-to-day basis. We would need to be completely wise about it in terms of ensuring that it is the kind of legislation that could pass through the House. So it would be very foolish to draft legislation that won't actually pass constitutional muster. And yes, very definitely, I purposed from the beginning, let me put it this way, for 19 years, I have realized that opposition parties, small minorities, do not make the decisions. The majority make the decisions, and that's because the majority of people in South Africa have voted for them to do just that. So it is their responsibility. So I have always purposed not to position myself as the enemy of the majority. And when I have actually disagreed with the majority, I disagree respectfully. I disagree in a way that they understand we're talking about the issue and we're not talking about them. So this is important because I know that, you know, when people close their ears to you, that's it. And if people are disrespectful and people become your enemy, it's very hard to get around that mistrust, etc. So thought has gone into the fact that relationships is very, very important in terms of doing the work that we need to do as members of parliament. At the same time, I realized that Kosatu representing the huge amount of people that it does in terms of workforce, that and their experience that they've had in terms of expressing the needs of that workforce. And I was I understood that we had the same idea in terms of what we wanted to see happen, and I determined to work with them very closely, and they were so amazing because they're extremely helpful, and we worked together so well on this issue. And you're right, it was about the people of South Africa, it was about the nation of South Africa, it wasn't about the ACDP, about COSATU, or about the ANC, or about any of the opposition parties. It was simply about what can we do that's going to make a difference, and make a difference where people wanted to make a difference.
Right, then my final question to you, Sherilyn, is put into practical terms, when roughly do you think that parents could start to see this bill being put into action? Because I ask this because it still has to pass through the National Council of Provinces and then land on the president's desk. And we all know by now that the president usually takes his time when signing bills into law.
Well, once the bill is passed in the National Assembly, as has been the case here, it goes directly to the NCOP. Now, this bill is going to the NCOP with the full backing of the majority, and there appears to be nothing contentious. So I think what I'm hearing is that before Easter, it is expected to have gone through the NCOP process and will then go to the president to be signed into law. Of course, we don't know what's going on in the president's office, and we certainly don't know what will be going on in the president's office after the ANC conference. So that we have to wait and see. But I would like to hope that by mid-2018, this will be up and running.
Sherilyn Dudley, thanks so much for taking the time to speak to us about this bill. And I wish you the best of luck in any further efforts to make this country a better place.
Thanks, Gabriel. I really appreciate the chat, and thanks to your listeners for listening, and I look forward to chatting again.